Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. President Donald Trump, Alan, denied Sunday that he'd ever been briefed on bounties that Russia reportedly offered to Taliban-linked fighters to kill coalition forces in Afghanistan. In a tweet, President Trump said the intelligence community told him he was not briefed about allegations Russia had offered the Taliban bounty payments to kill Western forces, including U.S. troops, because it did not find the reports credible.
So here's the thing. We know, to begin with, let's not overdo it, that Trump is a liar. He's a lying liar. So that, as the old saying goes, how do you know that he's lying? His lips are moving. So he's lying about almost everything. Now, he says he's not lying about this, that he hadn't been briefed. All right, let's look into that. It is the job of the president to be briefed. It is the job of the briefers to let him know what is most important in this world. The fact that they say, under I'm sure pressure, that they never told him speaks badly about them and badly about him, that he doesn't insist that he have all of the information when he is briefed so that he can act appropriately. This is his problem. You know, for him to say, as President of the United States, nobody told me, well, if he had the presence of mind that we think a president should have, he would fire somebody for not having told him. But he's not going to do that, because there are going to be a lot of people who suspect that he's lying once again. He's not telling the truth about either having heard it, or he's not telling the truth about why his briefers are being let go for not telling him. Look, this is a really bad situation, and it does come close to treasonous activity, if in fact he knew. If he knew, and his friends, the Russians, and clearly they are his friends, then he should, of course, be letting everybody know that America's traditional enemy is still its enemy. I mean, why would the Russians say to these Taliban people, okay, go kill people and we'll pay you for it? That is not the mark of a friend. I love the Russians, said Trump. Trump talked to those ambassadors that day and said, I fired Comey to get rid of the Russian thing. It all adds up. He is in Putin's pocket. Come on.
Alan, Lindsey Graham says he wants the Congress to take a look at this.
Lindsey Graham is taking a look at his own personal numbers and saying, uh-oh, this is really bad. And he panics. Look, Graham has been known to go back and forth in the past on something like this. He is one of the more despicable creatures in our American political system. So he gets very little credit, at least from me, for having spoken up. This is not a profile in courage from where I'm sitting. But a lot of people are now taking another look. You're beginning to see a crack in the Republican senators. Tim Scott, the only Republican black senator, is openly rejecting the kind of racist stuff that we are hearing. Trump goes to a town in Florida where they're yelling white power. And for 3 hours, that clip that he puts up there stays there, and then he takes it down. Oh, well, I took it down after 3 hours, after every news channel in America is carrying it. So, you know, he retreats further and further down the rabbit hole. More and more, he is seen as a blatant, outright racist for his actions and what he is doing. But I don't get it, because the American people don't fit into that category as a whole, and his numbers are going down as a result. And yet, he proceeds, and always has, to follow the original playbook and to make it even worse for himself.
Is it intentionally self-destructive?
You know, David, I don't know. There are psychiatrists and psychologists who have broken the ethical boundary of not commenting on this unless, of course, you've seen the supposed patient. In this case, a lot of people have given their opinions about him. He is a guy who has succeeded to be the president of the United States, and he thinks he knows how he got to do that. He doesn't seem to have any empathy or care for the people who are suffering as a result of what he's saying. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Tens of thousands of Americans have been exposed and put at risk and probably died as a result of his mouthings of the fact that there really is not going to be a virus in America. At one point, he said 15 people might get it. Well, we are now leading the world, and it's his fault because he did not bring together the kind of resources that would be needed to fight it. It's that simple.
And there was Governor Andrew Cuomo on Meet the Press on Sunday with Chuck Todd, Allen, saying, in part, this is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Well, of course, the governor, with all due respect, is wrong. It is political. It's political in that, as I have mouthed so many times, politics is the authoritative allocation of scarce resources. If this president had said, everybody wear a mask, and we even hear it from his own Secretary of Health and Human Services now, if this president had used the resources of the government and placed them at people's disposal, we would not be facing the kind of results that we are in this country. So, of course, it's political. The governor knows it, of course. But when he says that what we are facing is just a pandemic and a virus, it is not that that isn't true. It's how it's being handled and how it's being played by the president.
Finally, what do you make, Alan, of Mississippi lawmakers voting to retire the state flag rooted in the Confederacy?
That's a good thing. Mississippi is just at the end of the group who are coming to grips with this. Can you imagine having a state flag with the Dixie emblem at the top of it? Ah, come on. We've always known it. Every time I've seen it, I've shuddered. Finally, they're getting to where they should be, but there are going to be a lot of angry white supremacist jackasses who are going to say this is a bad thing. Well, it's a little too late, but it's better late than never.
I'm a political observer. Alan Chartok with us, always on time. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.